Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chinchengene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
This morning I'm sharing with you something very, very powerful. We are looking at one of the powerful and most important personalities in scriptures. And I'm sharing with you the wisdom of the snake. The snake is one of the important personalities in scripture. God intentionally spoke about the snake in scriptures. So it's important. Anything that has been considered in scripture is important. Else it wouldn't be there. It's a very important personality. But many people are afraid of snake. They are scared of snake. But scripture is telling us that we should rather go to the snake and learn wisdom from him. Learn his ways. He said, we must become wise. One of these, I'm going to speak to you about four tiny animals under the sun we must learn wisdom from. One of them is the ant. And one of them is the snake. But today, let's consider the snake. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. What is with the snake that God is instructing us that we should learn from him? Matthew 10:16. Matthew 10. Good. He said, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as who? Be wise as your mother, your father, politicians, uncle. Who? Who is a serpent? Snake. So it means every snake is what? Every snake is what? Every snake is what? He's saying that we should be wise as the snake. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So how can we be wise as snakes? It means there is something the snake does that makes him wise. And he said we should do the same thing. We should copy his ways. And Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever lived, also didn't understand something. He didn't understand the ways of the snake. So it means that his wisdom has a limit. It couldn't match up to the wisdom of the snake. So Solomon, upon also speaking, he said, I don't understand something. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 18 to 19. Solomon, the wisest, didn't understand something. And let's look at the things Solomon didn't understand. Apart from these things, there is nothing that Solomon lived and never understood. He said, there are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four which I do not understand. He doesn't understand four of them. Let's look at the four solo they didn't understand. He said the way of an eagle in the air, how the eagle flies and is flying in the air. Solo said he doesn't understand. The next thing Solo didn't understand, he said the way of a serpent on a rock. How did the serpent manage to climb, go to the rock? A serpent who doesn't have legs, doesn't have hands. How did he get on the rock? Solomon said he doesn't understand. The next thing he said, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea. How a ship loaded with metals, 14 containers, 30 containers, and it's on the sea and it doesn't sink. Solo said he doesn't understand. Let's look at the last thing Solomon said he doesn't understand. Solomon said he doesn't understand the way of a man with a virgin. In other words, he doesn't understand how men behave when they get a new girlfriend. Let's see. MSG. Yeah, that's what somebody is saying. Free night course. A new girlfriend. Solomon said, he looked at it and he said, he don't understand. How an eagle flies so high in the sky. How a snake glides over a rock. How a ship navigates the ocean. Why adolescent act the way they do. Solo said he doesn't understand. Oh, the early stage of every relationship. How they are so... They don't sleep. Manager, they don't sleep. Their eyes red. They can't sleep. Three night calls. Solomon said, when he looked at it, he said, this one, I don't understand. What is inside? I don't understand. How they become so, they were so committed to the things of God. Now they got a girlfriend, they got a boyfriend. Their commitment towards God is great. Solomon said, when he's standing on the back and he's looking at him, he don't understand. These are the four things Solomon, the wisest, ever lived. And lived not to understand. Let's quickly look at why, five reasons why God is commanding us to learn. Go and learn. Reasons why we must go and learn from the snake. Number one, the snake flourishes more than its colleagues. It flourishes. There are more, when you say the snake flourishes, there are more snakes in the world than lions. They flourishes more than its colleagues. It flourishes more than it. That is the reason why God is pushing us that we should go and learn from the snake. The number two reason why we must learn from the snake. The snake is successful in the face of opposition and hatred. Everybody, as you are here now, everybody, there's nobody here who say, I love snake. Yesterday, Edwin was sitting beside me whilst I was preparing my nose. Anytime I prepare, when I'm done, I try to get excess and essence of whatever I'm going to talk about. Excess and essence. More detailed things. So I was searching for snakes online. He was sitting beside me. When I turned, I realized that his mood has changed. Now, me, I bought my phone. Is the phone for you? Did I ask you to come in and see what is happening? Nobody loves it. Everybody hates a snake. But in the face of opposition and hatred, still, snakes are successful. Many people complain about the fact that nobody likes me and nobody appreciates me. And no, that is the reason why they couldn't do it and they couldn't achieve it. But snake doesn't care. In the midst of opposition, they are still successful. Let demons fight them, they are still successful. Let mommy water fight them, they are still successful. Many people want to blame the devil for their downfall. That is how come we are not thriving, making success, making the headway in life. Number three reason, the snake is successful in the changing seasons of life. When it's raising, they are successful. When there is no rain, they are successful. When dry season, they are successful. In the sea, they are successful. On the land, they are successful. In the dry place, everywhere they are successful. No matter the season they find themselves in, they are successful. Number four reason, why we must go to them. We must learn from them because people hold them in dignity and respect. People respect them, Pa. People respect them. They command so much fear and respect. Once you are seated here right now, I can tell you to sit down, you sit down. But let a snake enter here. We will get to know whom you obey. You will run and leave me no matter how I shout. Sit, you mind me. They will run. They command so much fear and respect. That is why God is instructing us. We should go and learn from them. Number five, the snake is very impactful without noise. You never hear a snake talking, but yes, they are very impactful. They have impacted the world anywhere you go. The same thing, the same feeling we have towards snakes is universal everywhere, unless Indians. But for the Indians, who are some of them. It's selected ones. Their impact is everywhere. Yet, they don't talk. That is the reason why God is instructing us. We should learn from them and pick a wisdom from them. Let me quickly rush you through, quickly, seven wisdom of the snake we must learn. Number one, they are self-dependent. Snakes don't depend on anyone. You never see a baby snake walking with a mother snake. If you have seen a snake before, they are always alone. You've never seen two snakes together before, they are always alone. It's the wisdom of being self-dependent. You see, in our society, in our world, how we have been raised, we are raised in such a way, there's a kind of mentality we are dealing with and battling with. And that is the parasitic, dependent mentality. People believe that without the help of another man, I can't make it. Without a rich man, I can't make it. Without an uncle helping, I can't make it. And it has become, as you put it this way, it has become a curse. The reason is that Bible said, cursed be the man who rely on the arm of flesh. So for depending on another man, you're already under a curse. And this is the wisdom in it. By being alone, standing alone, making it, not depend on anyone. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. And it's something with the snake. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. You always see the snake walking alone. It says that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with what? Work with what? Your own hands, as we commanded you. Give it to me in emergency. So we are being instructed to work with our own hands, not depending on anyone. Let's work with our own hands. Emergency. Look at how emergency, it says, take care. Mind your own business. Do your own job. You have heard all this from us before, but a reminder never hurts. So I'm just reminding you, you must not feel offended that don't depend on anyone. Don't depend on anyone. It's wisdom. And snakes have been doing it. And Abraham said, I'll never take a penny or whatever from, so that a day and a time is coming, you will not say you are the one that have made me. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. Whichever extent you get to in life, ascribe all glory to God. Whatever you couldn't achieve, don't blame anyone. Take that responsibility. But when any glory comes out of your life, get to know where it is going. Let it go to God. Amen and amen. Number two, wisdom we must learn from the snake. They hide to prosper. Say they hide to prosper. Snakes hide to prosper. They are quiet about success. They are quiet about it. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. You'll never hear a snake talking about his success. I've bought this one. I've done this. I've done this. They are quiet. They hide. And they prosper. He said, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Who is a wise person here? Somebody that restrains his lips. Limited with his words. Don't talk too much about his success. This is a wise person. And it's wisdom. It's wisdom. So what are we supposed to do? People shouldn't know everything about you. It's not wisdom. When people know everything about you, it's not wisdom. People shouldn't know everything about you. What are we supposed to do? Don't be too loud as a person. It's wisdom. You don't have to be too loud as a person. Snakes are not loud. They're not loud. It's wisdom. Learn it. It will save you. What again are we supposed to learn? Learn how to be silent. Learn how to be silent. What again are we supposed to learn? Learn how to hide and prosper. Learn it. Isaiah 45, verse 15. Learn how to hide and prosper. Sometimes hide yourself and prosper. Hide yourself and flourish. Isaiah 45, verse 15. It said, truly, look at something here. The God that we serve. Truly, you are God. Who does what? Who hide himself. God is also particular about that. There are times he hide himself. Who hide himself? Oh God of Israel, the Savior. God is an expert in hiding himself. There are times, keep things to yourself. Keep good news to yourself. There are some news, the moment you are in, when you are in a hurry to share it, you are in a hurry to terminate it. Keep it to yourself. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. What again are we supposed to learn? It's wisdom not to be common. You are everywhere. It's not wisdom. It's not wisdom to be everywhere. One of these days, I was sending someone to go and get me food. And when I was sending the person, I said that, this food, there's too much queue. When you are going, I'm not getting it anytime soon. Then the person said, Okay, Papa, don't worry. The person knows you. So when I get there, I'll just tell the person, it's so and so man of God that sent me. I said, it's not wisdom. When this person hates me, you have given him an opportunity to poison me. Just go and join the queue. No matter what. If you take 1 hour, cry, the food still will get some. So don't worry about it. It's not wisdom to be common, to be everywhere. It's not common to see snakes. But snakes are everywhere, but you don't see them. They are not common. There are times, hide yourself, small. Hide yourself. Sister, so-and-so, hide yourself. Some of you here, you are funeral contractors. Every funeral we will call you. Every whatever we will call you. Hide yourself small. It's no wisdom. John 7:7-9. John 7:7-9. My God. John 7:7-9. Jesus talking here. He said, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. Verse 8. He said, you go up to this feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come. This was a time Jesus was with his disciples, and they were going for a feast, and they came to invite him. Jesus said, go, I won't come. Bring verse 9. Look at something. He said, when he had said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. He didn't go. Give it to me in MSG. Let's look at how MSG put it. Then I explain it to you. Why you need to hide yourself. Verse 7. Good. It said, the world has nothing against you, but it's up in arms against me. It's against me because I expose the evil behind its pretensions. Verse 8. You go ahead. Go up to the feast. Don't wait for me. I'm not ready. It's not the right time for me. Verse 9. He said this and stayed on in Galilee. I've been sharing, one of these, last week, Thursday, I was talking to Pastor Nana. The reason why, it's not everywhere I will take my wife. It's not everywhere. He said, the world doesn't hate you. Jesus talking. But they hate me. So for you, you don't have any problem. But as for me, they hate me. So it's not everywhere I'll go. You go. You can't tell me I'm going for a program at Espresso. I should take my wife. Espresso. Wisdom must speak to you. Man of God. Wisdom must speak to you. Man of God. Wisdom must speak to you. But women, when you say they won't listen, they want fans following man of God. Me, they hate me. You, they don't hate you. Because they hate me, you stay in the house. Don't go. That is why sometimes you work with friends. You see, each and every one of us, our own battle. Our battles are not the same. That is how come you see, you meet somewhere, somebody can fool for years, nothing will happen. You one person, or the day you try na heist, kufe. Why? You, they hate you. Me, they don't hate me. So depending on the family we come from, sometimes it's wisdom not to be common. It's wisdom. Try and stay low. Keep it low. Try and hide small and prosper. Tell somebody, hide and prosper. Tell him again, hide and prosper. Hide and prosper. At every point of your life, you want to show off. You will die early. Because they hate you. Just recently, was it yesterday, a young guy came. He said, I want to have a program with you. I was asking him questions. So how many years have you been in ministry? Who is the man of God on the bill? He's talking. I listened to him. I said, no. I have to be careful. You know what? God is lifting me up. I'm telling you. I said, God is lifting me. Or you hate me. I said, God is lifting me. I said, God is lifting you. If you don't know God is lifting you, you'll be everywhere. I know. I know God is lifting me. And I need not to be everywhere. I told him, oh, no problem. I will contact my PAs. Then I call in front of the guy. I call my PA. I said, this date, is it available? He said, yes, it's available. But it was not on loudspeaker. If it was on loudspeaker, the guy could be checking it. And I'm saying, so find out. Find out and get back to me. But meanwhile, now he has said it's available. But I said, find out and get back to me. Wisdom is speaking here. I need not to be everywhere. This is how come a man of God was, the Lord was lifting a man of God from nowhere. Men of God sat down. They wanted to know what this man, bring him down. They just invited him. Just designed the program, put him on whatever they invited him. The man of God to Kukastik. Step on the pulpit like this. As he stepped on the pulpit, he said he felt a sharp this thing on the left side. A sharp, something like that, like a shock on his left side. But he didn't pay attention to it. As I'm speaking to right now, 8 years to 10 years down the line, the manhood is dead. They have killed you. You can have a great ministry without this one. Your ministry is not going to be. Dead one, dead this is dead life. It's a dead life. It's a dead life. It's ministry is not going anywhere. You will cry for the rest of your years. And you wish you don't even exist. Shim, they have killed you, man of God. Anytime you stand to preach, they have killed your self-confidence. They have break it. A man of God who is coming to empower us, but is not powered. A light of man of God. You have killed it. Kojoto. Catch your obese Kojoto. Anything they have managed to kill in your life, I decree and I declare. May it resurrect. I said, may it resurrect. I said, may it resurrect. I was sharing with you how a man of God invited me. This year too, he called me. He said, he thinks I don't know. I found out. He called me Tafu. I will never forget. Protocol guys, sometimes you have to be prayerful. Arm yourself. Bible said we see in part, we prophesy in part. Me, Odifo, they have done this to me. Therefore, manager, they designed a seat. As I was sitting, this, oh, man of God, your seat here. I sat down now, not knowing the seat spiritually. They have designed tongues. I had pains at my back for years. Yes. So sometimes, you see, don't fight for stage. Don't fight. Tell him, hide yourself. Oh. Hide and prosper. Oh. I carry the pain. My wife will tell you. I can't sleep at one side like this. This one. Wow. How much at all did they give me? How much? How much? Hide and prosper. A man of God, great man of God in Nigeria, was everywhere on billboard. This story was said by Gun occult master, when he repented from the occult whatever, now he's an evangelist everywhere. He said, this is what we do. Anytime you hear a man of God is all over, they want to test him. What has caused this man to be everywhere? They want to test it. He said, so in Nigeria, they heard a man everywhere on billboard, on radio, on television, everywhere. Then they went to this man of God. They just wanted to have a conversation with him. Then while they are talking with him, they will test his power. What I told you, carry. Ah, it has caused you to be everywhere. We want to know it. So they went to this man of God's house. While they were sitting down talking with the man of God, grand occult master, together with one other person in the occult, whatever. The man of God who doesn't know their occult. Then he said, we turn ourselves into smoke and we enter his anus. And when we enter his anus, we only saw Indomie. Then he tapped the other guy, get up, let's go. This one, he won't last. Let's give him 1 year. This is how come you see people in the system, they fly everywhere. A very short time, you don't see them again. I pray for you, you will last. Your business will last. Wisdom will keep anything you have. You will last as a rich man. You will last any area of your life. You will last. It's wisdom to hide and prosper. I know. After the guy left, I was speaking to Afari. And I said, you know what? It's not because they need me desperately to come and preach. It's because now my name is everywhere. They just want to have an affiliation that I've brought this man of God. That's all. That's all. I'm not in my peak yet. I'm now about to fly. I'm now lazy my boots to fly. That's why I don't settle for less. Hide and prosper. I'm here. This year I've disappointed many, many people. I say, I can't come. Maybe all this one, I didn't know where God is taking me, what God will do with me. But now I've seen it. Pastor Miss Ajimai said he's not going anywhere. No. Even his church, he doesn't step foot there. He's not going. His church is... Now he doesn't go to his church. It's only the social. He doesn't go. But go and see miracles. That is happening. Because you know what? The altar is sacred. It's sanctified. Right? Senka, yeah, you're working around the water. You're here. And you're wasting one right there. No matter whether Papa is around or he's not around, you will see miracles that will happen. The man doesn't go there. The Friday meetings, you see, the man is not there. But miracles, signs and wonders. And they give food in our full altar. Gifts. Now, one of these days, you they try. No, I'm talking to you. What they try? I have a friend. He's called Abuchi. Abuchi used to be a powerful singer. Very powerful. Powerful singer. I have his number. I can move and call him for him to tell you his story. Very powerful. He used to sing in the Pentecost church. And so one of these days, he slept with a lady in the desert, and then he wake up to come to, because he is the only praise and worship. You see, sometimes, because churches don't have options, people just want to play buffoonery. He's the only, so as soon as he woke up from the distance, he went to the altar. He took hold of the microphone. He said, whilst he was singing, he felt a shock. Something is shocking, but he thought it's the microphone. And will drop it to the other hand and clean this one. He thought, because there's sweat in the hand. Then still shock. Then he brought it here. Still shock. Whilst he was there, as he was ministering, he said he felt a hand like this. Push his ear. Now his four teeth nina crash. The four front teeth nina a artificial teeth. I can call him now for him to tell you. All the four teeth artificial. He said that is the day I stopped singing as a praise and worship leader in church. Holy Ghost piano. Were you lucky? One of the, I will bring him for him to share his story with you. Now we again never for her. One of these Holy Ghost the same. We bow down and worship. What the owl says, so. And do what? Tell somebody, hide and prosper. Hide and prosper. Stop showing off. Some of you, I pity you. If God is hiding, how about you? I pity young girl. Hey. Some of you, me, I said that until I buy, me, I'll buy my own house. I won't build. I don't want to have issue. My heart. I love excellence. I don't like to. I don't know, I may buy. When I see, I don't like it. I don't like it. Now I be catch him say, "Ewa, ebetine. I don't want to have issue. I don't want to have issue with you. So I will buy. By the time I can, if I have to do any breakages, I will do it. I believe God. That's my confession. I'm believing it. Yeah, it's fine. Maybe you have your own plan. You want to. That's fine. But until I buy my own house, I'll never take a video or picture in my room. A rented place. It's not for me. I'm showing off. I'm not ready to do it. Some of you, perhaps, who are good. Me video recorded TikTok. Shall be a situation? Oh, so you can't hide things. You can't hide a prosper. Na kapeti biye set them wa. Obe jine mu ye video. So you people have been seeing it. So why then do you do it? I want to respect that body, but I saw the person and said, I know this. Now me 10 years, me sab we video must discover 5 5 chance in your packing. Say 5 5. Now say so you can hide and prosper. Tell somebody hide and prosper. It's wisdom to hide and prosper. That's wisdom. That's wisdom here. It's wisdom. Let's learn it. Learn to keep your blessing cool. Don't expose yourself cheaply to your enemies. It's wisdom. You never see the snake. He's hiding. One of these days, there was a snake timer. When I say a snake timer, there are those people, you see, they are the Indians and the snake timer for Bangladesh or whatever, whatever. He was walking in the street of America. He saw an apartment. Then he asked, whose apartment is this? They said it's for a man. He said, there are thousands of snakes under this apartment. He said, what? What thousands of snakes? He said, if only the owner will permit me, I will show him that snakes have been hiding under this apartment for years. I will show him. He said, okay, okay. The owner came. He said, show us. The guy sat down. These snakes, timers, you see them sometimes with their whistle, they will just put their, then the snakes are coming. The guy just sat down. 3,500 snakes. No, no, the man had lived in the apartment with 3,500 snakes under the apartment. He never knew. The snakes never showed up. Not a single thing. They never showed up. Why? They are hiding them, they are prospering. It might started with one snake, then he gave birth to another, then he gave birth to another, then he gave birth to another. You just gave birth to a small baby. You are showing up, sending the pictures to everybody. Hey! Hey! They are there. Under. They are hiding and they are prospering. In the morning, I miss it. This one is what? 3,500. I have another 2,000. I miss it up with the number of species of snakes we have. That is 2,700. Sit down, let me teach you something. They can hide and prosper. It's wisdom. Daniel had the wisdom to stay in the palace. When you read Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, the wisdom to stay. You see, learn it. Some of you can't come in the circles of men of God, circles of great people, because we are not how. Everything you say, everything you say, everything, you can't keep it to yourself. The number three wisdom to learn from the snake. They are masters of survival. Snakes are masters of survival. They don't complain about their position. Anywhere you put them, they will survive. They are masters of survival. They won't complain about their position. They won't complain about their situation. They won't complain about where they find it. They are masters of survival. Learn it. Become a master of survival. No matter where life puts you, you will survive. You can survive. No matter what. Snakes can live everywhere. Just as I was saying, 2,700 species of snakes. Different colors, different sizes. And they live everywhere. Some of them live in the sea. You know we have snakes in the sea? You know we have snakes underground? And some can also, they can climb up mountains about 16,000 feet tall in the Ham Alias. They can be there. Some too are in the ice. Some are in the tropical forest. They are everywhere. No matter where you put them. Recently, I went to Nigeria. I learned wisdom. The wisdom to survive anywhere. The room they put me. Here is the WC. Here is the shower. So you are here yourself. Here is the sink. So you turn like this, you brush your teeth. You turn like this, you bath. When you are ready to use the WC, you clean it and you open it and you sit on it. You are going to spend 7 days or say 5 days there. Will you complain? You can complain. It won't change. So you have to be a master of survival. No matter where we put you, you will survive. You will survive. You will survive. You are okay with it. You will survive. No matter what. You must learn it. Because you see, Joseph found himself. When we read Genesis 39 verse 1 to 4. Joseph found himself in the palace. Then later, a guy who was living in the palace later found himself in prison. But he has mastered it. So it doesn't matter where you put him. He's okay. But you know what? There are times, places where we want to be, they are not the places we find opportunities in life. Many of the opportunities in life are not at the place where we want to be. Many. Someone is saying, wait for me. And the money he's supposed to engage, he's supposed to meet. Many people have missed opportunities in life because where they want to be, opportunities are not there. Be a master of survival. No matter where we put you, you will survive. Master of survival. Slaves can survive anywhere, everywhere. Learn how to live everywhere. Glory be to God. It's not when you get the opportunity to meet rich men. That is when you want to display your poverty. You want to display that you are poor. Learn how. Learn it. Glory be to God. Number four, wisdom to learn from the snake. They are content. Snakes are content. They can go at length with little. They can go a long way with little. They are content. They are content. Some snakes can eat once a year. Once a year. Others who can eat once in 3 months. Some of you, as you are sitting here, you are hungry. Even though you have taken breakfast yesterday, you are not content. Right after here, quickly, you want to go and eat, watch. Not having to eat more often is the ability to live everywhere. They are masters of contentment. Masters, snakes are masters of contentment. When I went to Nigeria, if not for contentment, you can't say, because the only food I was familiar with was shawarma. So if you are to live there 1 year, are you going to eat shawarma for the rest of your life? Someone tested me yesterday. He's in the UK. And he wants to come back. The situation here. Mami Kasem Cho. Mami Kasem. Be content, eh? When you sad the entino, unti mi nyambi bi power brabum. When you nyan sad the angasa. Mami Cho, what here? Ghana say grand. What do you want to do? You can say, oh, eh, your money is our money. Some no more can. So, what would be sure, Miss Sister? Now, this is a family quay. Kwame, how many years is that? Kwame, Ghana, no money at Snan, Kwame, months now, Ghana, dear, I assume you grow, Brana Mimimco. Bra, Mimimco. Aramewa, we have to learn contentment. When you start young, you can live and earn 1 billion a month. Yes, still. This is how many ladies are not content. Be content with the young phone. Be content. Be content with 1 week. Be content. Else you become an adulterous lady. You become a fornicator. You become many things. You become a thief. Be content. If it's one pant, one underwear, wash it, wait. Wash it, wait. Wait. Till the Lord changes your level. Because levels can change. Be content. I've come to believe something. That is the Lord that chooses our inheritance for us. It's the Lord. There are certain things that comes our way. We didn't choose it. It's the Lord. I'm telling you, be content. No matter what, be content. Learn to survive with little. Learn to survive with little. Learn to survive with little. Philippians 4, verse 12. Learn it. He said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere. I've learned how to live everywhere. In all things, not in some things. In all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. Some of you come to church where you sit, a little heat. Learn it all. It's not wisdom to complain about everything. The first service people, when they came, they were complaining about the place is too cold. You, some of you have not been to first service, so you can't enter, you can't sit. It's too chilly. And second service people too will come and they will be doing this. But you must learn it. Give it to me in energy. Learn how to live in all situations. Please, learn it. Learn it. Because situations are not the same. Learn it. Learn it. He said, I'm just happy with little as with much. I'm just happy. When it's little, I'm happy. When it's much, I'm happy. With much as with little, I have found the recipe for being happy. The recipe for being happy. Whether full or hungry, handful or empty, I'm happy. Contentment. You learn it. How to be content. Learn it. Psalm 47, verse 3 to 4. Psalm 47, verse 3 to 4. Don't complain about many things. There are certain things you are complaining. It's the Lord that has chosen it for you. He said he will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Verse 4. He will choose our inheritance. Who chooses our inheritance? Who? So it means this watch I'm wearing is the Lord that chose it for me. The car I'm driving is the Lord that chose it for me. When I was ready to marry, there were many ladies to marry. It's the Lord that chose this one for me. It's the Lord that chose my. So I have to be content with it. I have to be content. Many people are not content. You are dating. You still look around in a church. Small church like this. Eh? You have one out. Small church. How many are we? You one person. You want to carry four. How many are we? Eh? Why? When you bring a dear and kasa. When you bring a dear. When you bring a dear. No matter what you, and you see, there are problems that comes with not being content. Go and ask Adam. Adam was given the opportunity to have access to every tree in the garden, except one tree. The guy said, no, add this one to me. Okay. Upon adding that one, upon having access to one, he lost all. This is how come many people have lost a lot, oh, because they are not content. Content. One of these days, you will lose something. Upon coming back, you realize that no, I should have been okay with this one. I should have been okay. Be content with it. You meet David, he will tell you. David has access to many wives. But he said, no, I want to lose everything for Bathsheba. Go and ask the king, Ahab. He had access to all the lands in Israel. Yes, still. The one vineyard, small garden for Naboth, small. He said he wanted. This is how come he lost everything. There are problems that comes with contentment. Ma when you serve Yahweh, Obama when you so the nyamidia mobia tnahukuli, bema the nyamidia mobia tnahukuli, and enjoy it. When you have it, just tell yourself, I have 1 minute. I'm giving myself few minutes. Every day just say it like that. I'm giving myself few minutes. And don't worry. Don't worry. That was one of these days. You see, you will turn yourself into Malam. Be content. Be content. Number 5, wisdom. You have to learn. The wisdom of mastering your lips and your tongue. Mastering your lips and your mouth. Mastering. Snakes don't have legs, but they have mouth. That's the only thing snakes have. Mastering your lips and your mouth. Master it. Be a master of your mouth. Be a master of your mouth. Snakes only use their mouth as a weapon to fight and dominate. God has given you this as a weapon, your mouth. What are you using it for? Use it. It's wisdom not to use your hands, but you use your mouth. Snakes are experts. You never see a snake say something negative. Everything negative. But you know what? Some of you, that's all you have. Me, as I'm standing here, my voice is my invoice. So I don't play with it. I don't play games with it. That is all you have. School ya one kobi nimbia wudi bi ano kakranya media mano can be binemfa bibi mano negative. Life is not about certificates; it's about your confessions. The greatest gift ever in the world, we had access to it by our mouth. I'm talking about salvation. Romans chapter 10 verse 19. It said, "When you open and you confess, you will have Him as your Lord and personal Savior." The greatest gift. If the greatest gift we had access to it by our tongue, by our lips, what else can't you have? What else can't you have in your life by speaking it? What else? We must master it. You see, there is a venom, there are poison on everybody's tongue. Everyone sitting here, there is a venom on your tongue. There is poison on your tongue. How did I get to know? He said life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you have to be mindful about the things you say. It's either you are dispensing life or you are dispensing death. That is why the snake is very careful with his tongue. You see, apart from the head of the snake, when you cut the snake's head, everything left is a rope. Snake, it's just the head. Apart from the head, cut off the head, it's just rope. It's the same thing with us. When your head is gone, that is why everybody else in the world will be allowed to vote. The cripple, the lame, the whatever. But mad people, during vote, we don't allow them. When your mind is off, your life is off. Be mindful. You have a head. That is all you have. That is the wisdom. The wisdom of it. Master it. There are days, speak good things. One of these days, a snake was there and an animal was disturbing the snake. He just landed on the tail of the snake. The snake do this, the animal is not going. He do this, the animal is not going. But every snake has a venom in the tongue. Every snake is poisonous. While the snake was doing, the animal was not moving. He decided now to use the tongue. That is why you have to be mindful about your words, about your tongue. When he turned like this, he thought he was hurting the animal and grabbed. He just grabbed with his tail. And he thought he was crushing the animal. He was killing. No, he was putting poison in itself. This is how come many people have destroyed their own life. By the things they say. They don't know they are putting poison in their life. He stepped small on banana peel. Hey, already a mewu. Gradually you are dying. Yes, you are dying. Gradually. Be mindful about your words. Be mindful about your words. The things you say is what you eat. You will not see anything different from the things you say. Your life is exactly as the things you say. Change your confession. Many people have become expert in it. I can't help. Or being an one negative. I can't help, sir. I can't help. Your team or my memo. Or be I can't help. Or being an one negative. It can't be positive one bit. There are times you see. He wants a person to send one to say on capacity. But when he says something, I'll say, I can't be. I can't be. Learn it. This is the wisdom. Proverbs 18:20. This is the wisdom. Learn it. Proverbs 18:20. And I end here with you. Proverbs 18:20. He said, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips. He shall be filled. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. So my life will be filled with the produce of my lips. So what shall be filled with my mouth? Then my life will be filled with pija. Me, sika. Oh, sika dear, a new problem. Then my life will be filled with sika. That's what the scripture is saying. Your life will be filled. Start saying it. This year, I'm getting married. This year, I'm buying my first house. This year, I'm buying my first car. This year, it's wisdom. It's not pride. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. That is what scripture is teaching us. It's wisdom. Okay, fine. What if I say something negative and it happens? What if I say something positive and it doesn't happen? Does it affect anything? So choose to say it. I will never be broke. I will never be poor. I will never be sick. I'll be rich. I'll be great. I'm flourishing. I'm going on. Begin to say your own things. Say it. Say it. Say it. Don't say somebody's own. Say your own. Say your own. What you say is what you eat. What you say is what you possess. Say it. It shall be your portion. It shall be your portion. It's wisdom to speak positive confessions. Tell somebody, train yourself to talk well. Say it. Train yourself. Many people don't know how to talk. Many people. Knowing how to talk, it's not articulacy. It's not English. It's not grammar. Then I'm not part of people that know how to talk. Train yourself well to talk. Many people don't know. Talk well. Talk positive things. The next wisdom to learn from the snake. Let me tell you something. Everybody watch here. No snake is harmful. No snake. There is no snake. It has never happened before, nowhere, that somebody is lying down, sleeping like this. A snake came out. The snake bit the person. It has never happened. It will never happen. That's how God created them. Until you decide to harm them, they will never harm you. They are harmless beings, animals. They are harmless animals. They are not harmful. I'm telling you. They are not harmful. That's how God created them. They are not harmful. The wisdom in this is that, let me tell you, snakes are everywhere. The day we leave this church, that is when we will realize even snakes were hiding on this altar. When we start talking, that is when you realize. Some of you, let me tell you, in your house, snakes have been hiding under your water closet. For years, somebody came, he went, you came, also rented the place. He's there. Until you decide to harm him, you won't harm him. What is the wisdom in this? The wisdom in this is that we should learn to live at peace with all men. Don't be harmful. Learn it. And stop that. And I mean, it's not wisdom. It's not wisdom. To see a wise person is to see a man who is at peace with all men. He's not wise. That's a foolish person there. And everything. Hi. Are you harmful than what? Learn it. Romans 12:18. Romans 12:18. Learn it. To be at peace with all men. Romans 12:18. It said, if it is possible. Say it is possible. As much as depends on you. It doesn't depend on anybody. It depends on you. Leave people. Sometimes people want to give. So I keep speaking to the protocol people. It is possible. If you tell somebody, sit here and the person. If the person reacts or gives you an answer, it doesn't call for you to be rude. It is possible. Learn how to be at peace. Oh, see that. Sorry, transhuman. Brother. Oh, so Franco. Franco, what's what day? What's what day? What does your Bahama want? What's what day? It depends on you. He said, it depends on you. It doesn't depend on the person. Bring the scripture. If it is possible, As much as depends on you, it doesn't depend on the person. It depends on you. Live peacefully with all men. And that's umwadiye. Umwadiye all right, but it depends on you. It depends on you. Wona wama watch na dibua umbo ne pie. Nyamotre. It depends on you. Aye. Umuma. Me see it depends on you. It is possible. I said it is possible. Shake the one sitting beside you. Say, hey, please, let's forget everything. Whatever I've done to you, let's forget it. Eh? Let's tell the person, let's live at peace. I'm wise now. I'm wise. Please, I'm wise. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm wise. Please, let's live at peace. Let's live. Some protocol guy. No, me who no plan am buo. Hey. Judge me. It's a small place. Let's live at peace with all men, please. Let's see. It is possible. Live at peace with your brothers. Live at peace with other ministers. Live at peace with your wife. Huh? What worry over? You have one in TV. But we didn't be hey, now put him over. Huh? You are not at peace with your wife. You are able to eat the food. You are not scared. No, you are not scared. You are not scared. Huh? You see, I've started coughing small, small. If I were to be the day I will have issue with my, I will eat the food. It's wisdom, some people. It's wisdom. Oboso wajimem. We're holding it tremendous. Ah, now we cry. Ah, oh, me, oh, I'm never cancer. Ade, Oboso, holding it tremendous. The one that appraises you. Agbena, kasi agbena, kasi ebezina. Ebezina means ebena sema. Chukun so also means in chuku obi. Huh? Icha uta. Ele? Icha anguta. Which language? Northern. Icha anguta. It's Uncle Tan. Anyway, they are which Uncle Tan at? Hey! Catch you, Mr. It's Uncle Tan. Hey, shameful for a wolf you have. Chinese wolf you have. It's Uncle Tan. The last wisdom. They have mastered their handicap, snakes. Let me give you a few this thing about snakes. If you care to know, maybe you have all this while you have not thought about it. Snakes don't have legs. Snakes don't have hands. Mommy, tell me here. Sister, tell me. Brother, tell me here. Listen to me well. Snakes don't have legs. They don't have hands. They have eyes, but their eyes can't see well. A snake, you see a snake with the eyes open like this, but it can't see you. It's just open, but it can't see you. So don't say, when the snake saw me, he rushed to the bush. They have eyes, but they can't see. They don't have eyelids, this thing, so their eyes don't blink. It's just open like this. They don't do this. That is snakes for you. They have ears, but they can't hear. So it means they are deaf. That is snakes for you. So what they use is that they use the heat senses. So how would a snake get to know someone is coming? They use the vibrations on the ground. That is why all the time, omo food da form. So the vibrations of the it determines for them that somebody is coming. But they can't tell which direction you are coming from. That is snakes for you. They have mastered their handi. They have many handicaps. They don't have external ears. They use them. But yet, they have become the most successful predators on earth. Proverbs 21:22. I'm done with you. Proverbs 21:22. They have become the most successful. and missed all the things he don't have. Proverbs 21:22. And missed all the things. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted strongholds. What is he talking about? I know there are hurdles, struggles, challenges in life. But learn how to overcome it. Whichever way you find it. Scale it. Let me tell you something. Many people want to attribute their failure to the fact that they didn't go to the best school. They don't speak the best language. They don't speak the best English. They didn't this. And if my mother would have done this, and come here, any accident dia and come me nyaya battery affect me nia na come in come yesim na let me tell you, looking out for people with handicap, I'm one of them. Let me point it out to you. I don't have color. I'm dark, a sandy dark man. I'm the shortest. Look at me like this. If you see me in the night coming from a dark place, huh? What do you think this is coming? It's either you think it's a dwarf or an Eskimo. That's my handicap. Now, if not for my handicap, this wouldn't have been my hairstyle. I would have kept a nice haircut, put three aboys here, and blew this one. And when you see me on a poster, I would do like this. Prophet, doctor, doctor, kum kum, kum kum, changes. Then, yeah, nations. I was going to do a photo shoot. The guy who was doing the photo shoot said, Papa, I should come to my ten music academy. And I'm seeing the was a light in at all. Me ten say I was here at all. And I'm hey, channel you open your channel and go. And you're my fault. And me na mini. This is not my original haircut. I'm handicapped. I miss it all. My man low self-esteem ain't killing me. Many of you are dying by low self-esteem, inferiority complex. Look at me. Look at my teeth. This one. And your life. Eh? A deformity. And your life. Just say the yummy ball. And can we see it too? And about open there too. And a quiet bed. And your life, a handicap. I miss it all. I have mastered it. It is mitrahona mikasa who me handicaps. Because why? I have mastered it by confidence. So you will see it. There are places mitimi kabro fubi butuniti. But send him see ya me hono. I pray for you. It is go, me say went. Went to me see go. No man, hang on, man, into no. One English, I struggled with it for 2 years at Golden Tulip. If I want to pronounce that English, unless I hit my hands on my chest, let me breaking it down. Chastisement. Can I mean? Huh? Hey, oh man, no. What's it? Hey, what is it? Basmati, no? Munchaso. I have handicaps. Master it, eh? Don't draw people's attention to your handicap. We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. A guy will meet you, a nice lady. Oh, And they were a nice power. Sister, it's wisdom, oh, Jaisa and your man. Oh, who be a one who don't attention to woman. Ah, ubo utina ayena jaisa. Me mumma no na fese o. Amidst all the handicaps, snakes are the most successful predators. You have no excuse why you couldn't. You have no excuse. Make it is wisdom that you master. You master your predicaments. You are not the only person going through whatever you are. You are not the only handicapped person in the family. Master it. Master it. You have no reason. You have no excuse why you can't make it. Master it. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. It can work. Let it start from you. It can work. Stop giving excuses. It can work. Some of you said, if I'm to put you in water right now, you can't swim. But snakes are swimming in the sea with no hands. Snakes are climbing the tree. What they are? Ofana say, from the air. Close your eyes. Pray for wisdom to make it in life. Pray for wisdom. The wisdom to be dependent. The wisdom not to rely on any man. But to build an empire by yourself. The wisdom to scale walls amid the challenges in life. That wisdom. Pray for it. Pray for it. Pray for it. Look at the snake. A successful animal like this. Oh, you are far better beyond by wisdom. If only you are staying with wisdom, walking with wisdom, operating in wisdom, there will be no limit to success. There will be no limit to it.
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. One more? Head on to Newspring AG on Facebook and Instagram, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on Newspring AG. God bless you. We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.